Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Asa Lee. I serve as the Associate Dean for Campus Life at Wesley Theological Seminary in Washington, D.C. I also teach in the African American Church Studies program and am the lecturer in spiritual formation for the practice of ministry. This is my first time to Holden, and I've found this community to be an exciting one that has a lot of different intersectional points. And so I'm happy to contribute a discussion on reawakening prophetic and spiritual imagination. The three sessions I taught centered on three core ideas. One was on the notion of spirituality as being not just an abstract concept. Spirituality is an embodied concept. It involves our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, and every aspect of our being. Many times, Christian practitioners often think there are only certain kinds of spiritual practices, and then there are things that are not spiritual. Spiritual could be prayer or fasting or meditation, but spirituality is not mission work or leadership or study. And in our first session, we spent some time actually challenging that notion to say that, in fact, both prayer, fasting, and meditation, yes, are spiritual, but they are also drive mission and help us to focus better and to study and to be in relationship with each other. And so we looked at spirituality as something that is not contained to religious organizations or even church organizations. All we need to do is look at communities outside of our churches, like a pool hall or a tattoo parlor or a barbershop or a bowling team, and listen to people's connections to those groups and discover that there is something more than just the fellowship that happens. There is a deep love, a deep spiritual commitment that happens and feeds a spiritual nurturing in their life. And so to that end, we looked at what does it mean to be spiritual beings? It means to be embodied. It means to be continually motivated to do more in our society. In our second session, we explored a approach to looking at spirituality that encompasses secular ideas. We look specifically at leadership as being a concept that is rooted in spirituality, that a spiritual leader is one who is mindful of the voice of God in a community. And what is the community saying? What does the community need? And being able not to provide that need, but rather to lead the community to its own provision and to shepherd it. Better stated, it is a notion that the leader's job is to name what is already happening in the community so that the community can do it better. Or in a spiritual community, as a spiritual leader, to name what God is doing in the community so that we can be aware of what it is. And that's true, I think, not just of the church, but of more broader implications in our society, whether that's in political life. The job of the politician is to name for us what we all agree are the best practices, or in business, to name for the company what is the best practice for us to meet our profit margin. And so we talked about that as a spiritual practice and what that means. And then today's, the final session that we explored, dealt with spirituality as expressed through imagination. It's one of my particular passions and the excitement of being imaginative. And I think it's what's missing in much of our discourse in many of our churches, is that we like to do things as they've always been done And we like to explore things as they've always been explored, and we don't have the courage and faith to entertain our imaginations. I strongly believe that the image of God in every human being is the capacity to dream, and that we, as the products of God's own imagination in Genesis 1 and 25 and 27, that we have the opportunity to live as God created, as dreamers who enact with our hands that which we explore. And so whether that's in a congregation or that in a community, we should be looking for ways to look beyond the binaries of our life. It's never a this or that. It's always, what is the next opportunity? What's the next move? And we should always be asking, why are these binaries existing? And can there be another way? And I think that is a very important spiritual concept that needs to be reawakened in all of our lives, because that actually helps us to understand what we are in the communities that we live in, and what we shall be as communities of people of faith.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.